Kirkland and I, we are excited to be at episode number 3 already. So welcome back to The Secret is Work. I am Princess.
And I'm Kirkland.
And this week, we are bringing you some of our favorite things. So we will be talking about some of our favorite tools to grow our businesses, to run our businesses, and just, you know, things we get to use to create all the magic. But first, before we get started, this week, Kirkland and I, we're actually going to talk about our week, what we got going on, what we're working on, and yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this week is going to be very hectic because I have many hats this weekend at the We've Been Rocking event that we're bringing to the Atlanta destination, I guess. I don't know.
That's exciting. Sounds fun. And I will be there. I will be Kirkland's photographer. But
she thinks she's a photographer.
Because right I now. Am a photographer. But I'm not a photographer, but he's asking me to come take his photos. That's funny.
I did, but whatever. So we got that going on. Well, I have that going on. I apologize. So on Friday, I'll be occupied with some of like the pre We've Been Rocking things that we got going on.
What is? I don't think they know what We've Been. Did you talk about? What
no, is I don't it? Think I ever talked about that. Okay, so We've Been Rocking is a conglomerate built by this idea that we as big guys, a lot of us have been stylish. We've been rocking clothes really well for the longest, even with the minimal amount of things we've had to work at our disposal. And I think the idea of We've Been Rocking is to show, hey guys, we understand that this idea of big and tall men is starting to become more mainstream, but we want to let you know that while you guys are just catching on to big and tall as a market, and I think in terms of what that means is like, I think it's more for what kind of people
like
is
we're not, like, I guess the people who's finding you guys now and thinking, oh, this is a new market. This is
kind of, yeah. I mean, I think that's what it is in terms of that, to let you guys know that we've been here. Maybe we haven't always existed as a group, but we've always been here individually. So
okay,
that's what We've Been Rocking is. So we're putting on a series of events that leads up to an ultimate fashion show on April the 20th. Don't kill me. I did not come up with the date, okay? 420 was not my idea. So
we did.
So that's what this meet and greet or networking mixer is that we're
putting on. So is it like to welcome, it's like introduce you guys to the Atlanta
market? Yeah, that's the idea. So a lot of the guys, yes, that's exactly that, girl. Let me finish.
Okay.
So the people, so the people that will be coming, I'll just name a few. Maybe I shouldn't actually, because I don't think I'm gonna name a few.
No names.
Okay. So there'll be a lot of big and tall guys in the building. A lot of, you know, the plus community will be in the building. A lot of our curvy divas will be in the building. Ooh. So there will
and
be.
And I will be in the building capturing all the magic.
Okay. So that's what We've Been Rocking is. And so we're going to be filled with that all weekend in terms of getting these different events out. So on Friday, we'll be doing some pre-We've Been Rocking events. Saturday is the main event that we want everyone to come out to. Actually, but the thing is, by the time you hear this, the event will already be over. Because it's this weekend.
That is true. But that's fine. I mean, the actual event is in April.
Yeah, the fashion show. But this event is going to be on Saturday the 13th. So, too sorry. I should have talked about this last episode.
Well, we didn't come up with this to talk about our week first.
Going on.
Okay. Well, yeah. That was Kirkland's week.
Oh, she trying to tell me to wrap it up, y'all. Go ahead.
That was Kirkland's week. Well, to be fair, my week is not as excited as Kirkland. Not as exciting as Kirkland's. This week, I'm working on being disciplined. So, I'm really just working out, being on top of my diet. And, of course, I actually don't have any photo shoots this week. This is the first week since I've launched Shots by Princess that I don't have a photo shoot. But the week, technically the week is still early. But It's very early. It's only Tuesday. Because we are recording on Tuesday. So I'm just working out, being on top of my diet, you know, working on next week's blog post. So this week I don't have any events. I don't have nothing going on. Next week is a different, it's completely different. But that's it for me this week. So yeah.
Wonk, wonk, wonk. Sounds boring.
Whatever.
Okay. So, guys, on episode 3, the concept of what this episode is supposed to be about, we're supposed to talk about business tools. And so, with this week's business tools, we're each going to talk about our favorite tools that we feel like will help you guys to get from one point to the next in your business,
tools that can help you grow and manage your business. Boom. That's what we're talking about today.
Whatever. So one of my favorite new tools is Splice. And Splice is actually a video app that is godsend. Like, I really wish that this app existed last year. Well, I mean, probably did. I wish I knew about it last year. I mean, video is one of the components that I feel like the site, my social media presence was missing. I never had video. And Princess and I spent the better part of 2017.
All 2017, really, because we found this at the end of 17. And we've really been looking for something, someone,
pretty much. Year. Yeah, I mean, that's what we felt. So we were looking for a videographer, could not find one. So towards the end, the very end of the year, I decided that I was going to jump out on a real limb, like for real, y'all. Like, no joke, a real limb. And I was going to shoot my own cover for my January issue of the EXO Tribe magazine. And so in doing that, I met Rob. Well, I didn't meet Rob, but we met in person to do the photo shoot. And through that, Rob told us about this app called something like that. I don't remember what the name was. But nonetheless, that got the ball rolling for me. Because once I figured out there was apps that existed, for me, all I had to do was go back and Google that kind of app, and then I knew I would find competitors. And then quickly, two apps came up. It was, first I found Quick.
Well, first off, Quick is my favorite. So, Quick will be on my list. So, I guess we can talk about that together, because Quick is one of my favorite apps right now. It is.
I mean, I like Quick. Quick and Splice are practically the same app. I mean, to be 100% honest with you. So, really, it's just about preference. But for me, I like Splice because it gives you better music selection. For a person who doesn't own a lot of their own music these days. I mean, I do, but they're on my computer. And then to get them to my phone, it's just way too much work, y'all. So, to get music that is royalty free, that is good, then you have to kind of use an app that gives you that. So that's why I like Splice, because Splice gives you like a lot of different choices in as far as music is concerned. So that's why Splice is one of my video faves. She gonna tell you why she likes the other one?
I like Quick. I mean, which is really, if you see them in the app store, the logo almost looks the same.
It does.
It's the same color and everything. But I have not played around with Splice enough. But really, Quick, it's what it is. It's Quick. It's so easy. All you have to do is record. It is so easy. All you have to do is record your videos, get in the app and upload them. Select the sound that you want. It's mostly beat, so it's not a real song. It's like what is that called?
Instrumental.
Yeah, that's all it is. So you choose the one you want, and you choose the template you want, and that's it. You make the video, you save it to your phone and post it where you want to post. I really love the app. It's something I've been looking for, like Kirkland said, the entire year, all 2017. Coming into 2017, one of my biggest goal was to add videos to my content, even just for my social media. I just wanted to have videos. So when we came across this app, listen, I was sold. If you go to my social media, every single week I get to do, so every time I do my photo shoot, I kind of get videos of each of my looks, and I kind of do these cute little videos of all the looks for the week in video form. So quick will definitely, and you want adding videos to your content, I didn't know how great it was going to be. It is pretty great. It let you know, kind of put you, like, your regular still photos in motion, so people get to really see your personality. People really get to see, you know, kind of get to see the real you, because we act different than on videos than we do in pictures.
Cindy, do I don't?
I do. I mean, actually, I don't. You cannot see so much. You cannot see in a photo.
Well, that's true. You can't see a lot in photos.
You can't see a lot in photos. So if you see me behind the scenes taking my photos, I'm moving. Like, I'm the posing queen. Like I got that down pat. So I'm always moving. I'm smiling. I'm making faces. I'm waving. I'm doing all these different things. Those are the things you don't get to see in the photos. Yeah, you see the fake smile. Like, sometimes, you know how you waving, there's no one there. I do that. But in the videos, you get to see me doing that. You get to see me really having a good time in my photo shoots. So that's what I like. Quick.
Okay. So what is tool number two for me is Lightroom. I think Lightroom was a game changer coming into 2017. She still ain't signed up for it.
I don't have Lightroom.
Yeah, you have Lightroom.
Oh, you see, I didn't sign up for it. We signed up for it together. Oh. First off, he didn't even explain what Lightroom is. Lightroom is a Adobe photo.
I didn't even get there yet. You gonna give me time?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So Adobe Lightroom is a program made by Adobe Premiere. Premiere. But what Adobe Lightroom does, it's a photo editing software. It's one step down from Photoshop. I think Lightroom is perfect for editing photos. You get better than that, but for the price that you get, like, Lightroom is the best on your computer as far as editing photos. I really feel like it really changed the game for me. When I started covering events and I needed something to figure out how to edit, and I knew that iPhoto or whatever photo they call it on the Mac was not going to cut it. So we talked to our then photographer, Kaylin, and asked her what was she using to edit our photos, and she told us Lightroom. So I went digging into it, and I thought that they were like back in the day where you buy the program and then you got to put it on your computer or whatnot. Yeah, it's not like that. So you have to pay a monthly fee to get Lightroom on the computer. Now on the phone, it's free. You can use Lightroom to edit on your phone, and it is free of charge. They don't charge in the Apple store. I don't know if it's free in Android world, so sorry, y'all. Oh yeah, I told you I was gonna figure out how to put it in the Android Play Store, but I'll figure that out later. Anyway, so for me, that's why I feel like I'm rambling. Lightroom is what I use to edit my photos. So any photo that you see produced by me, it was edited on Lightroom. And so for me, that's why it's one of the apps that I chose for my five tools.
I like Lightroom too. I mean, I'm like, it took me a while to get used to Lightroom.
Cause she ain't try.
But now being that I'm a new photographer and I want my clients to have the best photos. And I noticed when I was editing my, well, it didn't bother me because I was only editing my event photos. It does take a little bit of the quality away, and Lightroom doesn't. So Lightroom, I'm slowly getting really good at Lightroom. So yeah, it's a good tool.
This makes perfect.
I know. Okay, well, one of my favorite, I love this thing. One of my favorite tools, Canva. Canva is your number one graphic. I love Canva. It really, really, really turn you into a real graphic designer. Like, it allows you to create content for your blog, your business, whether you need a logo, you need a, logos, ebook covers, a book cover, whatever you need. Like, you can really, truly, truly use, created using Canva. I have created everything you can think of. All my ebooks have done through Canva. All my graphics for anything, social media, my Axe Princess Tuesday, everything I need, I can make it off Canva. So if you're looking for a graphic designer, you just have to learn how to use Canva.
It, yeah, it's a bit of a learning curve.
It is. At first, you really have to learn, you know, where everything is, and really, at first, my graphics were looking like a 5-year-old made them, but now,
that's true, yo.
Now, I look like a pro. I've created logos for my clients. I've done Kirkland's whole magazine was made of Canva. So you can create a magazine, an ebook, covers, your social media covers, everything you can think of you need, you can use Canva. Like we said, you have to learn how to use it. So your graphic won't be looking as great at the beginning, but now if you see my graphics, you will not think that I make them off Canva. And a little trick, a lot of these graphic designers you're paying money to, they're actually using Canva. But you didn't hear it from me. Go ahead.
Oh, I think you heard it from her. So my third one to my list, which actually at first I was like, this isn't a tool. But I guess after consideration, in the words of Rihanna, I figured MailChimp is a tool because it is an email marketing tool that helps you reach your email subscribers. So MailChimp is one on the list for me simply because it's free. I think I never got into email marketing because I wasn't finna pay. I'm just finna be real. Cost and contact costs dollars. You don't have it. So, AWeber looks really great. Oh, very expensive. So, for that, MailChimp is takes the cake for me. It is a free email marketing service. And they're at, what do you call that thing? Fun fact, they're actually based in Atlanta, Georgia. So, that wraps up my third one on my list.
Ooh, MailChimp. I love MailChimp. That's what I also use to build my email list and send out email. I send way more emails than Kirkland. So, MailChimp, don't get us wrong. There are tons of other good ones out there. But MailChimp is like, it's free. It's free 99. More people you have on your list, eventually you're going to have to spend money. I do have a good amount of people on my list. So now I am paying with $20 a month, but so far I love it. And I feel like eventually I'm going to have to switch, but right now MailChimp is everything for us. So
MailChimp is a good one to start. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The second thing, the third, right?
Well, this will be your third.
Okay, the third thing on my list of tools that I love and use to grow and manage my business is,
with an S.
I have businesses. Was it Phaedra that said that? I have businesses.
I don't know.
I have jobs.
Oh, I got jobs.
Okay. So the third one is Zoom. Zoom.us. Zoom is your number one. I'm saying everything's number one because they are to me. Zoom is your number one meeting tool. So if you like, let me tell you, I don't do meetings in person. Unless you like a brand that want to work with me, even that I can do on my via Zoom. All of my meetings are happening right here in Kirkland's office.
Yeah, I'm glad you got Kirkland's that right. Office. That she took over on a daily basis.
I like
Kirkland's and I don't office. Get it back.
There's good lighting in here. It's perfect. I can see the
so
TV.
So should have thought about that when you had your own office.
I have my own office, but it's all in that room. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Zoom is perfect. It's your at-home meeting. You can do every single thing. I actually recorded my blog 101 using Zoom. So Zoom, you can do your meetings. It does a whole lot of different things. But all of my meetings, like I said, I have them right here. I just have to log in, set up the meeting, and invite the person who I'm meeting with, and we log into Zoom. It's like a video virtual meeting tool. It's perfect. I love it. Just go to zoom.us, download, sign up, get it, and start having your meetings. Time is money. If we don't need to meet, if you're not giving me a check, actual paper check, we do not need to meet in person.
True that.
So unless you give me a check or money order, you can PayPal me my money and we can do our business over Zoom. So third one for me is Zoom.
Alrighty. So I don't know. I feel like my fifth one's not like a banger, whatever. I mean, my fourth one isn't really a banger either, but these are great tools.
That's a great tool. What do you mean? You can put your photos, share files.
I guess.
That's a great tool. What?
I mean, Google Drive is like, okay, girl.
Google Drive is everything.
Google Drive is my fourth one.
So get excited.
No, because at first I was not, I did not think these were tools to me. And that's, I guess maybe that was my interpretation of what tools were, but Google Drive wasn't a tool, but in the words of
that's
Cindy,
a great tool we forgot.
It's a tool that I personally do use it. Every time I shoot someone, once the post goes live from my Excel shoots, the one I put on the blog or the paid ones, that's based on the discretion sometimes they do let me use their photos. But either or, I use Google Drive to send out to send people photos and, yeah, just photos. I don't do videos for people. So I use it. To me, it gives you the most free space. And if you can see here, the theme where we kind of strive for is the free .00, because as a growing business, small, medium business, you don't have a big budget to spend on
As a new business, you have no budget. As a new business who have make no money, you have no budget.
Yes. So that's why you cannot have these other tools. That's why we don't use those tools, because honestly, we're not at that place in our business. So I like everything that's free, and Google Drive is free for that reason. I use it. It gives you 15 gigs for free. Most of these other programs don't give you that much for free. So that's why Google Drive is my fourth one.
But Google Drive is for more than photos, though. You can share files. You can sign documents. There's other things you can do in Google Drive. So nonetheless, get Google Drive and see all of the things they can do for you. Okay, so my fourth one is something I use every single day, multiple times per day. Hootsuite, right? Hootsuite is H-O-O. T-S-U-I-T-E. It is the best tool. All of my tools are the best.
Right.
It is your social media manager tool. So pretty much it allows you to do so much. You can, from scheduling your blog posts to go out throughout the week to sharing on multiple social media platforms at one time. So it does have a paid and a free one. Of course, I'm using the free one. Anything like Kirkland said, anything I don't have to pay for at the moment, I won't pay for it. I feel like as my business grows, certain things I feel like I find myself having to pay for. But right now, that social media tool is not one of them. If I have to create two different ones, I'll create two, because they only allow you to have two social media accounts at a time. But it's the best thing. You can schedule your social media. You can have your blog post. If you have the paid one, you can have your blog post. When the blog post goes live, it share it for you on your social media. So Hootsuite is one of my favorite tools. Like if you see my blog post, my social media posts like Facebook, Twitter, the pages, you will see it will say Hootsuite, because there are times I'm not on my computer, but I'm not home, I'm not even on my phone, and you will see my social media post going out because I scheduled it to go out the next day, the next week, wherever. So Hootsuite will be your bestie, especially if you do not have a lot of time to sit on social media and manage your pages. You can reply, you can comment, you can do whatever, you can repost, you can like, you can do every single thing right in Hootsuite.
Hootsuite is new. I mean, it's not new, it's been around, but I guess I just reintroduced myself to it a few weeks ago. I actually like it on the mobile. It's actually not too bad. One of the things I liked was it showed me like all the different interactions that I had that I was missing. And actually, it's funny, it did help my business because it got me a few features that I missed who requested to be featured on xltribe.com, and I actually missed them. So because of Hootsuite, I actually caught them. I mean, I was like months late, I ain't gonna lie, but I didn't know it was there because I'm not like a Twitter-holic like that. I try to, but...
Twitter.
Yeah. I just can't.
That's not what I thought she was going to say.
Oh, okay. So, definitely wasn't going to say the other thing.
Okay, my turn?
No, you already said it. So, my last and final tool. Wow, it's already 27. So, my last and final tool is Fiverr. So, listen, guys. Back in the day, before there was no... No, I'm not going to say that. But, so, back in the day... Before there was a Canva, or before I knew of a Canva, there was a Fiverr. Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com. It's like the business. You can get anything you want designed on that site for as low as $5. When I tell you every graphic, every logo, everything for all of my past businesses were designed on Fiverr, because I swore there was nothing better than paying $5 and getting a logo. Like, things people were like, oh yeah, I had this design. And someone charged me $300. I'm like, oh, I had my logo designed for $5. How you like it now? So Fiverr is going to be my top tool. If you feel that Canva is either too difficult or... It is...
I just don't
want to
learn it.
Oh, right, because sometimes you just don't want to fucking learn. So, the truth be told...
Oh, we are cursing.
Fiverr is... Girl. So, Fiverr is the tool you use if you just don't want to learn. Point blank, period. Fiverr is my final fifth one. See how I did that? Fiverr, five, wrap that on up.
Okay. Okay, so Fiverr is cute. Right, Fiverr and I, we had a love-hate relationship. So it's the things with Fiverr is great. It's $5. They have literally everything you can think of, from looking for a VA, virtual assistant, to even, let's say you're a graphic designer, you create things, you can actually list your services on Fiverr. You can get every single thing you can think of, like Kirkland said, more than graphics, actually. So Fiverr is a great tool. It's just a matter, it's almost like eBay for graphics and It is, because you're finding other people on there. It's not a company. It's other people. It is like eBay, but for graphics and creatives. Fiverr is great, but, okay, one of the questions I get all the time, right, as a blogger, I get this all the time. You know, I don't get SEO. How do I learn SEO? How do I, you know, incorporate SEO to my blog, my website, which is the search engine optimizer, right? So, what bloggers like myself, creatives, people with websites, we use a tool called Yoast. Yoast is Y-O-A-S-T. S-T.
S-T.
Yeah. So it is your SEO tool. So pretty much it. So you have to get the plugin. I'm on WordPress. So if you're on WordPress, you just have to get the plugin. And it literally tells you what to do. It tells you how long your title's supposed to be SEO friendly. How many words, the minimum words you should have in your post for your blog post to be SEO friendly. It tells you, you know, with the tag, the ALT tag you're supposed to have in your picture. It tells you every single thing that your blog post need to have in order for it to be SEO friendly. So if you're looking to bring natural traffic to your website and you follow what the tool is saying, you really truly do it for every single post, event or product, whatever you're doing, eventually your blog will be pulling natural traffic. So let's say you use the proper keyword, and the proper keyword is included in everything that the SEO tool mentioned. Let's say someone searched for that keyword, mm-hmm. There's a chance your blog post, your product will come up. Even if it's not in the first page, it might be in the second. Somehow, somewhere, it will be in there for people to find you. So if you're looking to grow your blog and you want to learn SEO, mm-hmm. That's your best tool.
And SEO definitely helps with organic traffic. Yes. So that hop on google.com, people that says, for example, like, what are three ways to wear a bodysuit? If Cindy did her SEO correctly, that post should come up when someone Googles things like that. So it's definitely a very great tool to help organic traffic, you know, on top of the traffic that you should be getting, because you should be promoting your own blog post. But anyway.
Facts.
So, moving right on along to the next phase of the podcast, which is our listener question. So our listener asks, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I'm so excited to tune in each week for all of these amazing insight. I have a two-part question. The first one is, what are some key essentials needed when pitching to a brand? Do companies focus more on the number of followers you have versus the type of content you offer? So, since this is a two-part question, we'll break it down into two parts. You know, I had to take a little intermission to get my tea. So, the first question you had was, what do you feel is key or essential to pitching a brand? I think, for me, when I pitch a brand, what's key is building a social media relationship. That's key to me. It goes beyond the numbers, beyond how many followers you have, beyond any criteria that business has for working with companies. Because I feel that I've worked with companies that usually only work with bigger brands, but because I've built a relationship with the people, I feel like it has gotten me in the door working with brands that normally I feel only work with bigger influencers. So I will definitely say building a social media relationship. That means following them, getting to know the writers, we're gonna keep this to fashion because Cindy and I are in fashion. Wait a minute. And so we're going to keep this to fashion. So, for example, like, who was the first brand that I worked with? I don't remember the first brand I worked with, but I followed them online. I figured out who's in charge of their marketing department. And a lot of times, if it's a small, medium-sized business, it is more than likely going to be the owner. So find out what their personal personal Facebook, and build a social media relationship with them. Like their stuff, comment, build a rapport. And then I would say ask for the email of the marketing department or who's ever in charge of working with other, partnering with other brands. That would be what I would say is key when pitching a brand. And then your second part is, do you feel like companies focus on the followers you have versus the content? I say in a general scheme, the answer to this is yes. But in a specific niche market, the answer to this is no. And the reason I say that is because, for example, if you think of men's fashion as a whole scheme, my social media presence isn't that big. Where if you narrow down that scheme from men's fashion to big and tall men's fashion, then all of a sudden my social media presence has a higher value than it did when you put me in the big pool of men's fashion. So I think being specific about what it is your brand offers and getting with a brand that is even more specifically tailored to that, that can work in your favor over having the numbers of larger influencers. So I hope that answers your question, and I will put your name in the section. Show notes. I was going to say yes. Comment section, but show note. So that wraps up the listener question part.
Wait, I don't have anything to say?
Every week she does this. Like, she, you know what, girl? Say what you got to say. Speak.
Okay, first off, I agree with everything my bestie Kirkland, he just said. Oh, so did? I actually don't have anything to say. Just kidding. I like doing this. Okay, so I agree with Kirkland. Everything he said is correct. But I do feel like, even though I do agree with what Kirkland said, but I do feel like sometimes when we're thinking of reaching out to a brand, we are overthinking it. You really just have to focus on what you have to bring to the table. And we just reach out to him and say, this is what I have. This is what I have to offer. Even it doesn't even matter the size of your audience, as long as, let's say, your audience is interactive. So they are engaging and, you know, you have something that you can offer. So just focus on that. Not too much of the followers or not even too much of just your content. More so you as a person. Because sometimes you can offer the brand just the pictures. Sometimes it might be a company who's looking for brand awareness. We just need the photos, people talking about the brand. So it's not always sales, and followers. There's different things you can bring to the table to the brand that they don't already have. So, yeah.
Now that she kept talking, I have something to add to that. Jesus. I think brands understand that having 1,000 engaged followers is better than someone who has 10K of no engagement.
That is true.
Right. So I think most importantly is your customer engagement. How well are your followers engaging with your content? That's important.
Facts. Okay. So what's next?
So moving right along to the business of the week, which Miss Princess selected this week. So let's hear who she has selected for this week's
business of the week. My God, you fired. I need a new co-host.
Bye.
Okay, so the business of the week this week, I selected my business bestie, JoJo of JoJo Styles. And JoJo have, you know, created a t-shirt line. So she has graphic tees. They're super, super, super cute. I don't know if you guys have recently seen I did a post. I had a Haitian and killing it. Because JoJo's a Haitian queen. So she have created these t-shirts. She have everything you can think of. And the t-shirt line is called the Stylish Life Tees. That's T-E-E-S. So she is really? Definitely on social media. She is on, she have a website. So definitely, oh geez, we should put up the actual link to her website, and I'm gonna give it to you guys so you guys can check her out. So her social media, her IG and all of her social media is the Stylish Life Tees, and her website is Style Me Crazy, but that's crazy with a K. So that's Style Me KRAZI.com. Check her out. She have all these really cute tees. She have one that says pray, eat, slay, repeat. Right? This one is super, super cute. And of course, she has my favorite, Haitian and Killing It. She also have, you have to go to her page. She have a bunch of cute tees, and she have them in every color, different sizes. The fabric is amazing. So JoJo is amazing. JoJo have a lot of, she have a bunch of talent. I mean, everything you can think of, and JoJo can do it. So definitely check her out. And she's also a blogger. She have all these different things. But today we just want to highlight her the t-shirt line. Check them out. Check her out. You love her.
All right.
And JoJo listens to the podcast.
So JoJo. I know she's gonna listen to this. JoJo. Hey. So moving along from our business of the week into our final thought. We are at the end, guys. I know this one's a little lengthy, but you know, it is what it is this week. Sorry. My final thought of the week, I guess I'll go first. I don't know.
Yeah, so I can copy you.
So my final thought of the week is that Can we have a come to Jesus moment with all of my brands out there? All of my clothing brands out there who have no people of color sitting on your marketing boards. Let's talk. In 2018 and beyond, anything that relates to animals, I don't care what kind of animal. We're not even going to be specific about the monkeys. Any animal. Don't put them on us. Period. Thanks. You're welcome.
That's your final thought?
That's my final thought.
I mean, even with that, honestly, at this point, I'm like you said, these companies, they are here to make money. So they're going to do anything that's going to start a conversation. So have us talk about their brands and bring them more, you know, coverage. So I'm not even mad at H&M, actually. I'm actually more mad at the boy's parents. Like, how dare you? Like, I will not even allow much. Like, if the kid is underage, so there is no way the mom and dad wasn't in this room when they were taking these photos, right?
I mean, I don't know if they were so there or not.
They have to be there. I mean, unless you give your kid to someone else. They had to be there. So I'm like, really, like, I don't know. It's crazy. This is just unacceptable. Like, and the little boy, he's so cute, and he has this little monkey. He's so innocent.
So cute.
And he just have a cute shirt. And there was a post on Facebook, and this woman talking about all kids want to be little monkeys in a jungle. That's cute and all, but this is not a baby saying, "Mom, I want to a jungle monkey theme party," because the kids are innocent. This boy doesn't know anything from black to white. To him, he's just having a cute shirt. So, but this is, H&M know what they were doing. They were trying to make money, and they wanted a conversation. They wanted everything about people talking about it, which is what we're doing. Now, the sales is going to go higher, and they don't care. So, but that's not my final thoughts, actually. Well, my final thought this week is really, my final thoughts are really and truly, because like I said, I'm working on being disciplined. So this week I did a really, really great job with my eating, with my sleeping, what time I go to bed, to what time I'm working, the amount of time in I'm putting into my business. So being that we are still at the first week of the year, so this is the time to really start putting things into only place. Been 1 week? It's still first week.
Jeez.
Is it not? It's the second week.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, this is the second week. My bad. Oh. Well, the second week of January is still beginning of the year. So it is the time to put things into place of where you hope to be. The year's almost
over, y'all.
Shut up. It is to put things into place. So I'm really, I feel good. Like, I've been on top of my eating. I'm eating every 3 hours. I'm not hungry. I'm working out. When I get to the gym, I'm not playing around. I'm not wasting time. I'm actually working out. So really and truly, I just wanted, my final thoughts is just wanted to share with you guys how excited I am to start this disciplined journey and really focus on putting things, systems that's going to help me have a smooth life and a smooth year. And as my business get busier and busier, I want to have these things where I'm on top of. So I know, hey, if I wake up at 6 o'clock, I'm able to get my, regardless how my day goes, even if I have a shoot at 9 a.m., if I'm up at 6 and in the gym by 7, 7:30, I can get my workout in. I can have my breakfast. I can FaceTime Bae. I can do everything I need to do before I really truly start my day. So I'm excited for that. And I just wanted to share my final thoughts of how amazing my discipline journey is going. That's all.
About me.
Many times.
Very, very, very lengthy, y'all. But anywho, we have made it to the end of episode number 3. Finally, I knew y'all thought it's never going to end, but it's ending right about now. So, you know, we got to do the usuals. Tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your other friend to tell your other
friend. Tell all your friends.
That they need to follow The Secret is Work on all social medias. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. And that's it, because we ain't on nothing else.
We ain't nowhere else. And of course, The definitely
work.com.
Leave a review. So if you listen to the podcast, we need your reviews. So leave us a review. Definitely, definitely check out the website. Let us know what you think. And that's it for us. I am Princess all over the social media. So follow me. I will follow back. Say hi. I love saying hi to my friends, my followers, my everyone who listens. So just say hi. And of course, find me on my blog. IamThatPrincess.com for everything fashion, lifestyle, and blogging.
Oh, yes, and follow me everywhere, minus Snapchat, because I don't do that, at XL Tribe Everything, and the website is xltribe.com for all things big and tall fashion related, you know? We out here trying to change the perception of the way big and tall men are perceived. So, without further ado, you all have a great, great week, and make it a productive one.
Yes. Happy Monday, and we will talk to you soon.